This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good evening and welcome. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Now then, I just want to point this out because I keep seeing this, and the Ammo Land hookup has been very good for me, and I totally appreciate everything that Ammo Land and I have managed to accomplish together so far. But for some of you that are Ammo Land commenters, I really wish you would, you know, when you get out there and you're going to address something to me as constructive criticism, it'd really help if you knew what you were talking about. Putting on some sort of a media event is not something that just happens with a snap of the fingers. It's very carefully orchestrated. I'm not doing it alone. I've got somebody on the other side. I'm actually a soprano. I've got somebody on the other side making me sound the way I sound. It's an orchestrated thing. So when you get out there and you get all butthurt because I look at your constructive criticism for what it is, which is cloaking yourselves in the internet anonymity just so you can say what you think is mean stuff, well, I'm going to call you on it. And if you don't like that, I guess maybe you better go look somewhere else. Go pick on somebody else. There's somebody out there that will totally appreciate how tough you are. Just a little disclaimer. Now, coming from the desk of Arbalest Quarrel, we have this little nugget, and this is about House Speaker Paul Ryan. Ostensibly, right now, currently, the most powerful member of the Republican Party, because he is the Speaker of the House, and he has come out against Trump, and by doing that, he acknowledges his tacit approval and support of pantsuit. And no matter how much he may try to deny this, that's exactly what he's doing. He cannot deny it. His little pious pronouncements against Trump are unsupportable. They're reprehensible. Trump is guilty of nothing more than, you know, braggadocio. That's it. Just doing what guys do. And that isn't a crime. But that simple fact is lost in the noise generated by Clinton's supporters and enablers and surrogates and further fanned by the flame of the machinery of this biased mainstream media. But there, for all the commotion, no basis for concluding that Donald Trump has engaged in prosecutable criminal conduct. Clinton supporters, enablers, and surrogates have not demonstrated otherwise because they cannot, much as they would like to. She's a saboteur. She has committed sabotage, espionage. So they've had to dig deep into Trump's past. And what they come up with is ultimately is merely nothing more than a man's bravado, based solely on a private discussion between two dudes, which the mainstream media, to its shame, broadcasts to the world. A parade of women coming out of the woodwork of late, obviously as a result of the release of the private tape, and almost certainly at the behest of Clinton supporters, hangers-on, and benefactors, all alleging sexual assault by Trump, does nothing. in the insinuations to support an actionable basis for civil lawsuit, much less a crime. The porn star that came out, she apparently did this to bolster her new sex toy website. So what we see here, what's going on, is nothing less than a massive smear campaign conceptualized and orchestrated by Clinton staff, by her benefactors to prop up their puppet and to draw attention away from her own failings, which on balance are much more serious. They've been much more harmful to this country and to Americans than anything that Clinton supporters, staff, and benefactors have manufactured or can manufacture against Trump. No matter how you look at his conduct, if all of it is true, it pales in comparison to that of Hillary Clinton. The FBI was not and is not interested in investigating Trump for malfeasance, for no allegations are forthcoming that Trump has done anything that would suggest he harmed the interests of the United States or that he would ever wish to harm the interests of the United States. And nobody can make that claim for Clinton because she's harmed the United States. And she's done so repeatedly and callously through a very lengthy period of time. She's committed crimes, serious crimes against the country and against the American people. But the mainstream news media has precious little to say about Clinton's crimes. Why do you think that is? They use their resources 24/7 smearing Trump over matters that don't come close to the misconduct of Clinton. As Secretary of State, she has endangered the security and well-being of this nation, and her actions have directly or indirectly harmed many Americans, including those that worked under her. So you can only wonder the damage she'd do to this country as a U.S. president, of the damage she's capable of doing to this country and to the American citizens. And if she applied for a job with the FBI, her application would be denied out of hand. She is a security risk. That is plain and irrefutable. And given that simple truth, it defies all credulousness that to believe that she could be trusted with our nation's secrets. Secrets she would have at her disposal as U.S. president. She already gave, she gave away the first response time from point A to point B. She did that trying to prove how smart she is and everything else. How do you think she would do that if she had it 24/7, if she was a president 24/7? She loved our country and truly had remorse for her past actions. She would not run for political office. She would realize how shameful it is for her to consider running for any political office, let alone the highest office. So obviously she has no remorse. She is utterly shameless. She disingenuously says her past criminal conduct, that she made mistakes and that she takes full responsibility for her actions. What does that mean? What are the consequences of her criminal behavior? She's not in handcuffs. I don't see her in an orange jumpsuit. That's where she should be. Is she reproaching herself because she is sorry for committing serious crimes even now that she apparently no longer has to fear retribution through criminal indictment on charges committing federal felonies thanks to our illustrious Department of Justice that has shirked its responsibility to mete out justice? The blind lady of justice, indeed. Or is Clinton exclaiming her concern over the fact that she's been caught and seeks to avoid the one repercussion of her criminal misconduct she truly fears, which is the loss of the U.S. presidency, which she absolutely lusts for? Her expressions of concern are like all of her other public pronouncements, nothing more than self-serving, vacuous platitudes. And the mainstream media knows this. And yet they refrain from calling Clinton on the carpet for her empty, disingenuous remarks and support for the Republican nominee by Paul Ryan is nowhere to be found. And if you'll notice, this is the attempt by Ryan in a lot of ways to say, I could work with Clinton. Clinton will have nothing for him if he remains Speaker of the House. She'll have nothing for him. She will try to go around him every chance she gets. That doesn't mean she will be successful, because he may have to reach down and find a pair. But that's what's coming. And Ryan is just as guilty of malfeasance of office as Clinton is, simply by failing to support Clinton's opponent. It's that simple. It's that simple. He doesn't have the luxury of principle this time. We'll be right back.
Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Coming from Salon.com, I'm sure this was very painful for them to print. We have this little ditty written from the viewpoint of a woman named Jennifer Willis, who found herself with a stalker. And she became aware of the reality of what is stalking. Let's pick this up like we would a serial radio show, shall we? Picture yourself looking at a young diminutive lady and, police officer standing in her living room. He's saying to her, you need to arm yourself. And she sits there blinking at the Portland policeman. Big dude, packing a gun, a nightstick, a radio. And he was responding to an ongoing stalker problem that had started several months earlier. She received letters, a phone call, a few packages, several emails from this unbalanced stranger who'd read a few newspaper stories that she had written and decided he sort of liked her. When a latest letter arrived mentioning her boyfriend, Mike, thoughts on religion and a trip that she'd taken but hadn't told anybody about, she was very seriously alarmed. But get a gun? Well, surely not, right? She must have misheard him. But he continued on. Getting a concealed carry permit isn't hard, and they make ladies' purses with concealed weapons compartments. She wrote that in this moment she understood the phrase, blood turning to ice. You see, she's afraid of guns, or she was. She abhorred them. She used to date a guy who owned a handgun and regularly trekked into the woods with his friends to shoot. She made him move the small gun safe from beneath the bed to another room before she'd agreed to stay overnight. But that particular morning was the perfect storm of firearms. The first thing that her boyfriend Mike said to her when she opened her eyes, hours before the officer made his suggestion, before her neighbor confided she'd been thinking of getting a gun for hiking and kayaking trips, but her retired military uncle emailed her to say that arming herself probably wouldn't be a bad idea, was, maybe, you should get a gun. So apparently the universe really wanted her to pack heat. The officer sees the dismay in her face and says, most bullet wounds don't kill people, and it would be self-defense. And with that, she spent the rest of the day in a general freakout. She couldn't get any work done. Periodically, she would do web searches on handguns. She discovered that Oregon is a right-to-carry state and that it costs $65 for a concealed carry permit, $50 for the four-year permit, and $15 for the background check. She learned the difference between a pistol and a revolver. A revolver's chambers revolve, like the six-shooters in Hollywood Westerns. She read that the .357 Magnum and .38 Special are ideal for women interested in a gun for self-defense because they're relatively lightweight, aren't prone to jamming, and don't carry too many bullets. Because who really needs a 20-round magazine when you're defending against a stalker? 6 or 7 would be just fine. But the idea of owning a gun made her sick to her stomach. That afternoon, she tried to escape into a nap, and she dreamt that people were pointing double-barreled shotguns at her. Then she thought about it for a minute, and she realized she'd grown up with firearms in the house, from the antique rifle mounted on the sun porch wall to the Colt 45 in her father's sock drawer. When she was 7, she watched her cousin shoot targets on the family farm in Virginia. She even picked up the Hunt shell casings as souvenirs. When she was an adolescent, she bought a Daisy Air pistol. And she was going to a single-sex prep school, and she was the only one that owned a Daisy Air pistol. And she trained with it regularly, which is probably why years later, she was an ace shot in paintball, codenamed Salad Shooter. Even the ex-military guys wanted her on their teams. But she realized correctly that it was a far cry from carrying or firing live rounds. So, the next morning she told her boyfriend that this was a compromise on her principles getting a gun. And he said, would you prefer compromising your principles or getting abducted by a crazy man? And then she got the speak softly and carry a big stick axiom. She would just be packing heat in case negotiations stank. She got another letter from the stalker, a movie schedule with Showtime circled alongside a handwritten note that was way too familiar. They looked at the nearest gun dealer and got in the car. So now she has a Ruger 38 Special, a black 5-shot double action revolver. First time at the range, she was petrified. But she remembered where to keep her thumbs and how to keep the grip lodged firmly against the fleshy part and all that other stuff. She aimed, put her finger on the trigger, and fired. The kick wasn't as bad as she thought it was going to be. 2 months after starting this trek, she's now still not completely, comfortable with this. But whenever the dogs erupt in the middle of the night, her thoughts immediately go to that 38. And now she's not as afraid of her stalker as she used to be. She's armed now, and more than words and good intentions. And while he may be continually sending these upsetting letters, if he ever pays a visit, well, he's going to find out that she's got a gun and she knows how to use it. To give you a little background, this lady, this is not some, tactical lady or nothing. She writes for a newspaper about sustainable living, religion and spirituality, history and health, and she's a founding member of the Oregon News Incubator. Find her at jennifer-willis.com. But another gun owner in the fold, reluctant though she may be. That's good, because now she's going to be able to protect herself, which is all any of us want her to do. Whether she's reluctantly doing it or not is not even germane to the conversation here. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
American-made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. At a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. It's coming Friday. I will be training in a gym with a bunch of martial arts types as we start to work our way up to the shooting of this video feature that we're going to shoot. And it's going to be Rob Morris and Paul Lathrop are going to step in again and guest host so that we can have some fresh content anyway. And that's what's coming up this Friday. But in the chat room, see, the chat room today, the internet is bad, so on the chat room, the internet feed is bad, which sort of, and I have zero viewers in YouTube. Is it still? I guess it's still playing. Yeah. Maybe the interwebs are playing games with me. I don't know. Anyway, that's what's happening this coming Friday. So when I'm not here in the chat room, that's what will be going on. Go to GCN Live and get the audio. You should be going to GCN Live and getting the audio anyway because it's beautiful. Beautiful there. But that's just my advice. Now, on October 22nd, the Daily Telegraph published a map showing that the U.S. leads the world in private firearm ownership, but does not crack the top 10 when it comes to firearm-related deaths worldwide. According to the Telegraph, the countries with the highest per capita gun ownership are USA, 112.6 guns per 100 residents, Serbia, 75.6, Yemen, 54.8, Switzerland, 45.7, Cyprus, 36.4, Saudi Arabia, 35, Iraq, 34.2, Uruguay, 31.8, Sweden, 31.6, Norway, 31.3. Note that the Telegraph presents gun ownership as so expansive in the U.S. that guns actually outnumber people. Yet the U.S. does not appear on the list of the top 10 countries for firearm-related deaths. Those countries are, number one, Honduras, 67.18 per 100,000 residents per year. Venezuela, 59.13. Swaziland, 37.16. Guatemala, 34.1. Jamaica, 30.72. El Salvador, 26.77. Colombia, 25.94. Brazil, 21.2. Panama, 15.11. Uruguay, 11.52. The map and the accompanying Telegraph article were drawn from the Small Arms Survey and the 2012 Congressional Research Service report. As, you know, Breitbart News, they previously reported, the CRS report shows privately owned firearms jumped from 192 million in the U.S. in 1994 to 310 million in 2009. At the same time, the firearm-related murder and non-negligent homicide rate, which was 6.6 per 100,000 in 1993, fell to 3.6 per 100,000 by 2000. Gun sales continued to surge, and the firearm-related murder and non-negligent homicide rate fell to 3.2 in 2011. So as gun ownership rose, the murder rate plummeted in the U.S., and couple that with the fact that only one of the top 10 countries for gun ownership is also in the top 10 for firearm-related deaths. Uruguay is number 8 for gun ownership, number 10, and number 10 for gun deaths, and the point is clear. More guns equal less crime. Then we have this little tidbit. Coming out of Goldsboro, North Carolina, a former U.S. Army infantry team leader and military contractor decided to be a home invader. And he was shot and killed after deputies say he broke into a home Saturday morning. They identified this suspect as 32-year-old Jeremy Batson. At 4:15 a.m., they were called to the 200 block of Little River Drive for reports of a home invasion and shooting. And when they responded to the incident, Batson was found lying near the door with a gunshot wound. He was airlifted to Vidant Medical Center, where he later died. Investigators say the homeowner and his family were asleep when their alarm went off. He went to check on the alarm but returned to bed, and he did not see anything wrong. When it was activated a second time, he went to check again and saw the suspect who pulled a gun on the homeowner. The homeowner got into a struggle with Batson while defending himself, and deputies say during the struggle the gun went off, striking Batson. Investigators do not expect to file charges against the homeowner. His Facebook page identified him as a former infantry team leader who served in Afghanistan. And the most recent picture on his page suggests that he served with the 1st Battalion, 2nd Infantry Regiment. His military service has been confirmed, and his wife confirmed that Batson was a private military contractor in a Facebook post that both lamented his loss and noted his organs were donated, including a donation to a fellow veteran at Walter Reed National Medical Center. Now, this homeowner, you know, at first glance would appear to be a very lucky man because Batson was an experienced infantry team leader with at least one combat deployment and a considerable amount of military training before becoming a private military contractor. This was a guy who lived and died based upon his skill with his weapons. And I often see gun owners who make the assumption that buying a gun, obtaining a carry permit, and occasionally going to the range to shoot rounds at a large stationary paper target a couple of yards away makes them better prepared than their potential criminal adversaries. That isn't always going to be true. And it may be truer to note that the most dangerous predators in our midst may not have a certificate of graduation from a formal training course and considerable gaps in their educator, but most have a considerable amount of aggression and a tendency towards committing violence without a second thought. Now, for the homeowner, what everybody's thinking is going on is that this guy probably had more experience with a long gun than he did with a handgun. Or maybe he had no experience with extreme close quarters combat in an entangled ground fight over control of a handgun. Nothing has been publicly released about the homeowner, nor are we likely to hear about whether he was simply more fortunate in the struggle over Batson's gun, or if he was better trained. This is why I try to do things and practice a little bit as often as I can, realistically as I can. I mean, sometimes when I'm trying to record things, that sort of gets in the way of being realistic, but I would rather be skilled than lucky. And, you know, when you are skilled, frequently you will create your own luck doing it. And I don't know. I'd rather it go that way than the wrong way. If you have any input about what I should do with these Fridays, email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. But one way or the other, I've got to go train to get ready for this. So, but it'll be good because then I'll be skilled again at extreme close quarters combat. Because I'd rather be skilled than lucky. Yeah. Even if it's just for shooting a video. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed. A lot of people think that time is now. Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, on Friday, October 21st, the Miami, Florida Commission, the Monroe County, New York Legislature, the Rochester, New York Board of Education, and the Rochester, New York City Council announced proclamations condemning hate speech against Muslims. Now, these defined neither hate speech nor the person or persons who will decide what constitutes hate speech. Far from benign calls to let peaceful Muslims go about their lives and prayers in peace, these proclamations represent a step towards elevating Sharia over the First Amendment. Why would I make this claim? You go back to 2012 and the aftermath of Benghazi when President Obama told the UN, "The future must not belong to those who slandered the prophet of Islam." The subtext of that statement was not lost amid several nods by Obama to the First Amendment later in his speech. And the subtext was this: slander in Sharia is not telling lies that hurt someone's reputation. Rather, slander in Sharia is telling a truth or a lie which someone doesn't want to be told. Slander in Sharia is thus defined by what the potentially aggrieved party wants or doesn't want to hear, not by evidence. If you want to see some evidence of that, then you need to look at The Reliance of the Traveler, a classic manual of Islamic sacred law. On page 730 of the English translation of this law manual, which has been endorsed by the International Institute of Islamic Thought, and Al-Azhar University, the premier authority on Sunni Islam. Slander is defined as follows: to mention anything concerning a person that he would dislike, whether about his body, religion, everyday life, self, disposition, property, son, father, wife, servant, turban, garment, gait, movements, smiling, frowning, cheerfulness, or anything else connected with him. Also consider the authentic hadith, which is a report on the words, from Sunan Abu Dawud. The prophet was asked, "Apostle of Allah, what is slander?" He replied, "It is saying something about your brother that he would dislike." He was asked again, "Tell me how the matter stands if what I say about my brother is true." He replied, "If what you say of him is true, you have slandered him. And if what you say of him is not true, you have reviled him." Now, why is that important? Let's conduct a little First Amendment test, shall we? In the following lines, I'm going to make some statements about Islam. Making these statements without interference from the government is my First Amendment right. Indeed, I have the right to make those statements without providing support for them, because I'm going to provide the support just the same. But because my definition of slander is the definition used in the West, not the Sharia definition. And I will presume that the former still applies here in the U.S. The test is this: will I be condemned? Will the thought police show up at my door, as they've already done in other purportedly free countries like the U.K. and India, under similar circumstances? The potentially slanderous statements: Muhammad married a six-year-old girl named Aisha and consummated the so-called marriage, meaning, as far as I'm concerned, that he raped her when she was 9 and he was 54. There's ample documentation for this in Islamic sources. Consider, for instance, this authentic hadith from Bukhari 76288. The prophet wrote the marriage contract with Aisha while she was 6 years old and consummated his marriage with her while she was 9. There are no authoritative Muslim sources that dispute this. Slander continued. If it were a simple matter of anachronism, this wouldn't be such a big deal. That was a long time ago. Lots of people did that. You know, E-I-E-I-O. The problem is not that the founder of Islam was a pedophile and a rapist 1,400 years ago. The problem is that Muhammad's example is normative for Muslims today and forever. Do you understand why Muhammad is normative of Muslims today? Consider as one example, Quran 33:21. We have indeed in the apostle of God a beautiful pattern of conduct for anyone whose hope is in God in the final day and who engages much in the praise of God. This was translated by Abdullah Yusuf Ali, a Muslim. To understand why this will be so forever, consider this. Muslims believe the Quran is a literal copy of a book residing with Allah in paradise since the beginning of time, immutable. And a bit more slander is defined under Sharia, if I may. Pedophilia is rampant in the Muslim world, evidence of the immutability of Muhammad's example. This is why Iran's Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini lowered the marriageable age to 9 when he took power in 1979 and called marriage to prepubescent girls a divine blessing. This is why Iraqi Justice Minister Hassan al-Shammari proposed in 2014 to lower the marriageable age to 9. That's why so many Afghani girls were married off and dropped off at elementary school. That's why Saudi clerics Salih bin Fazan issued a fatwa in 2011 against having any age minimum for marriage, the only requirement being that girls are capable of being placed beneath and bearing the weight of the men. This is why the former leader of the Orlando Office of the Council on American Islamic Relations, Ahmed Salim, tried to have sex with a 12-year-old girl in 2015. And I do not have any proof of this, but I suspect that Salim's colleagues in CARE, an unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation trial a few years back, are behind the proclamation process in Miami and Western New York State. And we'll see more of these proclamations. They will be forthcoming soon, courtesy of CARE and clueless, complicit, and/or scared politicians. Maybe they're clueless because CARE is hiding its attacks on the First Amendment with side-by-side condemnations of violence against peaceful, innocent Muslims with violence no decent person would condone that. But there's probably a fair bit of fear as well. According to the ABC report on Miami's proclamation, Miami Commission Vice Chair Ken Russell said the proclamation is not about courage as a politician. to simple heartfelt empathy for someone's freedom to express their religion and not be persecuted for it, and to recognize it as a religion of love. Well, I agree with him on one thing. These are not about courage as a politician. Another Florida CARE official, Wilfredo Ruiz, said, resolutions like this really help foster a better environment where the contributions of this many Muslims that have served and keep on serving our nation are protected. And we are embraced as another part of the American fabric. Memo to Mr. Ruiz. Promoting Sharia above the Constitution is not a good way to get non-Muslim Americans to embrace Muslims as a part of the American fabric. But let's leave this with a question for the politicians who've been lulled into issuing these proclamations. Do you condemn me for stating facts? Would you condemn me for stating that I hate the fact that Islam promotes pedophilia? Based upon your definition, I have slandered the prophet of Islam according to the definition of Sharia. My respect is not for Sharia, but for the First Amendment. Politicians, is it yours? Which do you respect first and foremost and only? You know, you took an oath to defend one. You didn't take an oath to be, you know, something else. Which is it? And which is it going to be? And for those, you know, I am very much a live and let live kind of person. And if Islam didn't have this mountain of historical evidence about what they are about, I would sit back and say, you know, this is 2016. Let's see what it becomes. But that is, you know, these guys go into places like Paris and kill a bunch of non-combatant sheep and feel good about it. They feel great about it. They want to walk up to them and blast them open with a point-blank blast from an AK. This is not combat. This is not soldiering. That it is nothing like that at all. Let us head to hour number two. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.